Tiwa Savage, Shoje, Tripsy, and Buddy R. And we had Lani Paul with Motowaka featuring Maglera, Doughboy, and Justice C-Body. Stand by for the Power FM Evening News. This has been Temanga 913. A total couple of hours of awesomeness together. I'm so glad that you could join us. Looking forward to the rest of the week. Today happens to be the 7th of April 2026. As we wrap it up, we wrap up this day. It's got to be awesome. It's got to be amazing. It's got to be everything that we want it to be.
Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Lusaka. Feel the power.
Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection gives your family 24-hour cavity defense with 2x daily brushes. Because every day, your family's teeth face battles you can't see. Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection provides a calcium boost to help keep teeth strong all day long. Colgate, the number one oral care brand in the world. For strong teeth and healthier smiles, visit your nearest store and get yours today.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
PF leadership wrangles deepen as given Luinda-led faction challenges the High Court ruling on Sampa's leadership. Government cracks a whip on Zamza, suspends strategic officers amidst calls for investigations. In international news, Cameroon confirms death of 16 nationals enlisted in Russian army. And in sports, Zambia under 15 girls shine as Muzua fires Copa Princesses to top of Group A.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Given Luinda-led Patriotic Front, PF, has moved to challenge a High Court judgment that recognized Miles Sampa's leadership. Faction Secretary General Rafael Nakachinda has filed an appeal in the Court of Appeal, disputing the ruling delivered on the 27th of March 2026 by Justice Conceptor Chinyanwa Zulu. The High Court validated the Miles Sampa-led extraordinary conference held on the 24th of October 2023 on the basis that the party had no central committee at the time. The judgment effectively favored Miles Sampa and his allies. But in his appeal, Mr. Nakachinda argues that the court made errors in both law and fact. Mr. Nakachinda observes that the judge wrongly concluded that the PF Central Committee had ceased to exist and failed to apply key provisions of the party constitution on leadership continuity and internal procedures. Mr. Nakachinda also points to what he describes as an admission by Mr. Sampa that the meeting in question was not a general conference. The appeal further argues that there was no credible evidence to prove that a properly constituted conference took place, including a lack of verified delegate records. Mr. Nakachinda therefore says allowing the ruling to stand would result in a miscarriage of justice. The case now moves to the Court of Appeal. The Examinations Council of Zambia, ECZ, has reopened its online candidate registration system, giving candidates a final opportunity to register, amend details and settle outstanding examination fees. According to a statement issued by ECZ Public Relations Manager Nicolas Nkua, the system reopened on April 3rd and will close on April 10th, 2026. The move is aimed at accommodating candidates who missed earlier registration deadlines between November 2025 and March 2026. Mr. Nkua added that the window also allows examination centers to correct candidate details and subject entries, while affected candidates are expected to pay fees through the ECZ payment gateway within the specified period. He further clarified that ECZ will no longer conduct a manual verification of entries, as the new system requires candidates, parents, and centers to verify details independently. ECZ has since urged all stakeholders to utilize the limited time frame effectively. The government has taken a decisive action against the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, by suspending board member Keegan Wape, president of the Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia, along with other key strategic officers. These suspensions are effective immediately and are intended to enable thorough administrative and investigative procedures. In an official statement, Health Minister Dr. Alex Katakwe urged the Drug Enforcement Commission and the Anti-Corruption Commission to promptly launch investigations into the matters involving the suspended officers. Dr. Katakwe emphasized that the government will not tolerate inefficiency, negligence, or any misconduct in the handling of medicines and medical supplies. He underscored that ensuring access to essential medicines and medical supplies remains a critical national priority. The suspended officers include Mr. Justin Mulimo, Manager Procurement Medicines and currently Acting Director Procurement, Ms. Diana Musa, Senior Procurement Officer and currently Acting Manager Medicines, who will be replaced by Mr. Julius Njovu, Mr. Brian Mununka, Senior Officer Procurement, to be replaced by Mr. Rodney Simuchimba, Procurement Officer, who will act as Senior Officer Procurement Medicines.
In our continued effort to improve performance and safeguard public resources, I have with immediate effect revoked the appointment of Mr. Kigan Wape, President of the Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia, as board member of ZAMSA. The Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia is hereby requested to nominate another representative in accordance with the provisions of its governing act. And in this case, we need to improve efficiency in the operation of ZAMSA. General said the SEC DEC will get into the investigations and mainly focusing broadly on the procurement processes, supply chain management, and overall operation efficiency of ZAMSA.
The Department of Immigration has secured the conviction of two Tanzanian nationals in a human smuggling case uncovered in Nakonde. Kija Ali Hamza and Ruba Gumia Filbert Faustine were found guilty of aiding illegal immigrants and fined 100,000 kwacha each or 9 months in prison if they fail to pay. The convictions follow a joint operation with the Drug Enforcement Commission last month, in which officers intercepted two fuel tankers carrying 21 Ethiopian nationals hidden in compartments. Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namatin Shinka said they have intensified nationwide enforcement operations. Between the 2nd and 6th of April, officers apprehended 105 suspected illegal immigrants and secured 23 convictions. Mr. Shinka stated that 47 people have since been removed from the country, while 11 were denied entry for failing to meet immigration requirements. Officials say most offences involve illegal entry, overstay, and the use of forged documents. He has since urged the public not to assist illegal immigrants and to report suspected cases.
The convictions emanated from an operation conducted on 3rd March 2026 in Nakonde, where immigration officers, working jointly with the Drug Enforcement Commission, intercepted two fuel tanker trucks carrying 21 Ethiopian nationals concealed in compartments in an attempt to enter Zambia illegally. The tanker trucks, which had been impounded as exhibits, were subsequently released to their owners following due court process. In a continued effort to strengthen migration management and contribute to internal security, the department conducted a series of operations between 2nd and 6th April 2026, resulting in the apprehension of 105 suspected illegal immigrants, the removal of 47 illegal immigrants, the securing of 23 convictions, and the refusal of entry to 11 individuals who failed to meet prescribed entry requirements. Of those apprehended, the majority were Congolese 36, Burundians 24, Tanzanians 17, Malawians 10, Zimbabweans 9, Chinese 2, Rwandans 2, as well as one each from Botswana, Zambia, Somalia, Lebanon, Uganda, and Namibia.
In international news, South Sudan President Salva Kiir has fired the Speaker and Deputy Speaker of the country's parliament, according to a decree issued on Tuesday and reported by Reuters. Former Speaker Gemma Nanu Kumba is a member of Salva Kiir's ruling Sudan People's Liberation Movement Party and a close ally of the President. He has served as Speaker of the Transitional National Legislative Assembly since 2021 and was the first woman to preside over South Sudan's parliament. The dismissal of the Speaker and her deputy, Permena Awerio Aluong, comes after SPLM parliamentary caucus members filed a petition last week expressing concerns over Kumba's leadership. several MPs accused the then Speaker of corruption related to the alleged mismanagement of parliamentary funds and demanded